The next speaker I'd like to introduce is my personal favorite. Again, I'm the next speaker for the next 90 minutes, and what I'm going to talk about is how to create your own high-profit products with absolutely no experience whatsoever. Now, let me ask everyone a question. How many people have had an idea for something, and but it was just too complicated to put to use? I mean, you thought, if I could do this, this would make me $1 million. But it just sounds a whole lot complicated. And it may be a software program, and maybe something that you don't know how to do, but you didn't know the exact steps that you need to go to create this product. So, well, I was in the same position. In fact, I did it out of necessity. And I went on to create a whole software, empire as far as products go. As far as you've heard them all. They're all end in generator, right? I think it's been mentioned once or twice throughout the weekend. So what you need to do is this. Is first you need to figure out why create a product. Okay, ask yourself, why should I create a product? Okay, what are the reasons behind creating a product? The first one is to create additional revenue. Basically make money. I think that's the bottom line with most businesses, right? You're not in business to make friends. You're in business to make money. That's a business that continues on without making a profit is considered a hobby. Okay? That's by definition, that's what happens. To create a brand name or recognition, some products you may want to put out to the marketplace, and you may just want to make yourself more well known. Just to put it out there, some people write a book just to be more publicized. Some people create a product just to create brand recognition that's going to go all over the place in a very short period of time. It's called viral marketing. Some people have talked about that and touched on that throughout the weekend. And we're going to talk on that in a moment as well, too. To create an opt-in list. Okay, you could create a software product to create an opt-in list. It seems kind of crazy, but I'm going to show you it can be done. To capitalize on current trends in the marketplace. Okay, you can capitalize on the current trends in the marketplace by creating a product that is going to show people or give people what they want at that moment in time. You know, the internet's funny because every day it's something new. Everything changes. What worked last month may not work this month. What works today may not work tomorrow. So everything becomes outdated very rapidly. So what we're going to talk about our first case study, which is link check generator. Has anybody ever heard of it? Does anyone have it? Okay, well, I'll give you a chance later. But the link check generator. Very simply, the reason I created this product was to create an opt-in list. Now, let me tell you the story behind this. You see, when you're working on your website, one of the things that you need to consider and look at is how many other sites are linked to you. Okay, that gives you your link popularity. Okay, when you go to a search engine like Google, one of the highest factors that they rate you on is how many other sites link to your site. So I was going to these free services online, and you can do it for free. I'm not saying that you have to order this product in order to do it. You can go to a free site. In fact, you can go to marketleap.com. Okay, that's marketleap.com. That's LEAP.com. And you're going to see a link popularity check on there. The problem was not only was I going there and checking my own link popularity, but I was spying on my competition too. You see, I would also go in and check what my competitors were doing out there in the marketplace and seeing how many other sites that they had linking to them. And so I would know how well I'm doing in relationship to my competitors. But also, that's the reason that I created a product. It was really for personal use at first. But I also figured there's a lot of people that also wanted it. And I figured this product, I could create a big opt-in list. Because here's what happened on the product. When you purchased this product, I gave you resell rights to it, which means that you could sell it to another person, and they could sell it to another person, and they could sell it to another person, and they'd tell two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on, just like the commercial. Well, what we did is I put a little box on there that says, subscribe to Big Newsletter. If you subscribe to Big Newsletter, that's my opt-in list. I also said, visit our other products, and I also had a link to my GoGenerator website, which showed all my other products. So I was getting more exposure for my products and building an opt-in list. Now the price of the product was $37. That's what I sold it for to everybody. The cost to develop it was $200. Not a big deal. The developer, though, was the interesting story. You see, even though I've created this little software empire, I don't develop any software. I couldn't. If you tied me up or were going to beat the crap out of me with a baseball bat, I couldn't write a single piece of code for software. But this developer could. Now, he was an 18-year-old kid in Connecticut. Okay, it's not child labor. He was 18. How long did it take me to develop? Well, from idea to finishing the product, it took 2 days. Okay, 2 days. Why? Because I knew where to go to find this guy that could develop the software product. So the results, and some of you can't see in the back, but it's on your notes. We sold 123 products in the first 48 hours. I generated $4,551 in revenue. That's not shabby for a weekend, right? So, you know, so that's what we started off with, and it's went on to sold more than that. I think we got about 300 or 400 people on that list right now, roughly. Probably more, because I really don't check the list too much. But there's four keys to product development. So I'm going to give you case studies as we go, and I'm going to teach you how to do this utilizing different case studies. The first key to product development is the most important, is it must solve a problem. You notice people are more willing to pay for to solutions for their biggest problem. For example, you're driving down the road, your tire blows out, you don't have a spare. A guy comes along in a truck and he says, I have a spare. How much are you willing to pay him? Whatever he wants at that point in time. Well, it's also the same thing with any kind of product that you create. You see, you have to look at your niche, the niche that you're involved with. And you've heard many people talk about niche. I know Randy talked for an hour and a half all about niche marketing. Once you create your niche, what you need to do is you figure out the biggest problem in that niche and then figure out how to solve it. It must be already in high demand. Okay, see, it doesn't have to be a unique product to gain popularity very quickly. In fact, if it's something that it already has competitors, it's a good thing. If it's already in high demand, meaning other people are already buying similar products, that's good too, because you know there's a demand already for that product. You don't have to be unique in order to make money and develop a great product. You have to have a built-in market. You need to research your market. You see, without research, you don't know if your product's going to sell or not. I don't like to develop a product and then have it sit on the shelf and not sell. I just waste all my time, all my money in developing that product. But if you do it right, you're going to know all these factors before you even start, and I'm going to show you how to do that. It must be simple for the end user to use. If it's not simple, no one's going to use it. Now, I'm not picking on any one company, but I am. Has anyone ever purchased a product from Adobe? How many people own Adobe, maybe Photoshop? How many people know how to use it? Okay, we're down to one. That's it. Well, you see, the thing is that Adobe is a great product. It's one of the best graphic programs that there is out there in the marketplace. Most professional graphic artists use Adobe, an Adobe product. Maybe not Photoshop, could be Illustrator, which is more complicated. But the fact is that you don't know how to use it. If you knew how to use it, you could create these real neat graphics that you see, but you're not doing it because it's too complicated for the average person to use. People like very simple instructions, and you need a very simple step-by-step format. So make it real easy to use. Don't complicate it. The most important key to product creation is that it must have one secret factor. This is something that I discovered about 2 months ago. In fact, this one key, if used properly, will actually create an overnight success for you with whatever product you create. I don't care if it's an ebook, I don't care if it's a website, a membership site, a software program. The one secret factor, you ready? Yes. I said, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. It's called the holy crap factor. Okay? The holy crap factor works like this. When a person first sees your product, the first two words out of their mouth should be,
holy crap.
Okay, when they first start using the product and they find out how easy it is, the first two words out of their mouth is going to be,
holy crap.
And if they first open your ebook and they look at it, what's the first two words they should say?
Holy crap.
What?
Holy crap.
We're on video, they didn't hear you yet.
Holy crap.
Okay, they got you. Think about it. It's a shock factor. It's a shock value. You need to have shock value in your products. If you don't have shock value in your product is not good enough. Bottom line. If a person doesn't look at your website and just be dazzled, amazed. You didn't do it good enough. If they look at your ebook and they first open it up and they don't look amazed by the simplicity or the design of this ebook, guess what? You just lost them right there. If they come to your website, for example, Carl talked about headlines, they don't look at your headline and they're not dazzled, amazed, they want to learn more, you didn't do a good job. If they look at the finished product, whatever the downloaded product, the PDF file, whatever information product you're selling, the first thing they got to look in, they have to be totally amazed at everything that they see about you. You see, the only two factors that really separate a $5 company and $5 million company is that holy crap factor. Because the $5 million company on the internet, no one knows. It could be a one-person operation, or it could be a 10-person operation, or a 100 or 200-person operation. The only connection that person has to you is your representation that you have with your product, your software, your website, your customer service, everything. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Does it make sense to everybody? See, if you just remember that one factor, that will turn your whole internet career around. Here's a case study. Ebook generator was talked about a few times. My competitor software was hard to use. Okay, it was very complicated for some of my competitors to use their products. And so there had to be a better solution out there in the marketplace. Let me tell you why I know that their products were hard to use first. The reason I know their products were hard to use is because I bought every single one of them. Now, I say I bought every single one of them. I mean, I didn't just buy one and say I bought every single one of them. I didn't buy just two. I didn't buy three. I didn't buy four. I didn't buy five. I bought about seven different ebook compilers. And every single one of them had some features that I liked, but they didn't give me the full deal. The next one had some features I liked. It didn't give me the full deal. The next one I liked had some features I liked, but again, it didn't give me everything. So I figured very simply is this. Common sense would say, if I could find a piece of software that did all these things in one, it would be a great piece of software. Make sense? It had an existing and growing audience. I wasn't the first ebook software on the market. I knew that because I bought everyone else's. That's how I knew. I had to have someone to buy. But had competitors already. So I had competitors. I knew there was only seven people. I didn't go into an industry that I had 10,000 competitors. See, it wasn't a big deal. See, seven, let me use an example. The lottery. Okay? What are your chances of winning the lottery? What, one in whatever million? 155 million if you look at the back of the tickets or something like that? Well, the fact is that your odds aren't very good. But if I asked you to get involved in the lottery that the odds were one out of seven, that'd be pretty good. I'd buy a ticket in that. I'd spend a lot of money on that one. In fact, I'd play several times. It was created to be easy to use. My specific instructions, when I had this person program it, this company program it, was to make it very, very easy to use. If you make it easy to use, then people are going to use it more. You see, and once they start using it more, are they going to fall in love with it? There's going to come to a point where there's certain software programs on your computer you can't live without. Do you ever get a new computer? Do you ever try installing all the software? You don't put in the crap that you bought. What you put in is you put in the products that you use every single day. And then you make that vow, I'm not going to clutter this computer with all the junk ever again. And that starts off really good, but then, again, it goes down the drain. So, let's go back. It was created as a simple alternative to the hard-to-use ebook compilers. The side benefit, I added another feature no one else has. It's called ebook tracking. How many people have an ebook right here? How many people use my software? Okay, you other people, shame on you. Okay, if you have an ebook, raise your hands again. Okay, gentlemen are here. How many times do you know that if your ebook was opened or not? You don't. Okay, there's someone over here. Do you know if your ebook was opened or not? No. See, most people don't know if their ebook was actually read or how many times it was read. So the fact is, how can you know what kind of readership that you're getting? See, I could have 10,000 people buy my book, but if I only find out that 1,000 people are, if there's only really 1,000 people reading it, I may be guessing. I could think to myself that 1,000 people are reading my book, but I don't really know. So what we did is we installed this ebook tracking device. Very simply, every time it opens up, it makes a hit on our server under your account and tells you that a new person has opened up the software. It also tells you some vital information. It tells you that the person, A, what their screen resolution is, which means how big their screen is on their window. Okay, some people have it set at 800 by 600, some people set at higher, or some people have it set at smaller. But you can know that. Why would you want to know that information? Well, when you create the software, you can adapt it to the most commonly used computers out there on the marketplace. If you find out that your ebook is being read by more people with a 600 by 400 screen resolution, a 600 wide graphic's not going to do you too good, because they're not going to see it. They're going to have to scroll now back and forth, up and down. You see, that doesn't make sense. So it's going to give you that information. It's going to tell you how many times they've opened it. It tracks it by IP address. So you can see that there actually are unique people opening up the software. You know, it goes on to tell you how many hits each day that your book is actually getting. You can look and say, oh, you know what? On the 31st of January, you know, I had 300 people read my book. And then the next day I had two. And you can look at all that information. You can figure out some of your marketing statistics based on that. Which days of the week are best, which days of the week people are reading more often. So we also just released ebook disabling. How many people that sell ebooks ever had their ebook basically stolen? Okay, and what I mean by stolen is this, is that someone bought it, they asked for a refund. Did they ever ship the ebook back to you? No, they didn't. What they did is they kept it and said, hey, that was great, but it's not worth it, and you know, I want my money back. And you have to give them their money back. It's not a problem. I don't mind doing that. But some people, they'll order at 9:07, then they'll ask the refund at 9:09. You couldn't download it in 2 minutes, much less, you know, open it up in that time frame. So what we did is very simply, because it was a big pet peeve of mine, we introduced ebook disabling because it was bothering me personally. So this is where all your products come from. Your product ideas is because your biggest problem, what bothers you the most, is usually the best product idea. You see? That makes a lot of sense. But we just added that one feature. We increased sales by about 400% just off that one feature alone. Step one. Now we're going to get into the actual steps here. And we're going to give you exact details. Research your market. Find where your market is and go there. Okay? Okay, the first site that I'm listed, gettingtraffic.com, only use that site if you have a marketing-related product. Okay? It doesn't make sense to go there any other way. That site lists every marketing forum that there is on the market today, and you can go there and you can find all these different sites instantly. And you're going to see all these kinds of different categories, but primarily it's regarding marketing in some way, shape, or form, internet marketing or any other kind of marketing. So gettingtraffic.com is the first resource. The second source is groups.google.com. Now, groups.google.com is a pretty interesting case, because what we're going to do is, I'm going to come back to that because I want to show you live how this stuff works. Because, you know, I've had people tell me that it's hard to understand how these things work. But when you go to Google, very simply, at the top of the page, you're going to see several different tabs. If you're looking at the screen right now, you're going to see that we have images, we have groups, we have directory, and we have news. Okay? Well, we want to click on groups. Now, if you notice, right in here, it has alt, biz, comp, humanities, miscellaneous, news, REC for recreation, SCI for science, social issues, and then talk. Well, those are the various news groups. Now, there may be 30 or 40,000 news groups in each one of those categories on different subjects. Let me give you an example. My wife's going to laugh at this one. If I typed in Elvis, okay, I find out that there's all kinds of discussions on Elvis here under the different categories. For example, it says recreation music marketplace, bugs distributors, music, and then if you can get more specific, altelvis.king, he's got his own news group. So you may post to it every now and then, so you might want to watch that one. But let's get a little bit more specific. Let's get realistic here. Let's go nurses. Okay, nurses. More on nurses and strikes. Okay, that's under science. .med.nursing. On Boston Nurses Discipline, these are just the titles. Again, sci.med.nursing. So we know that those are very specific to nursing. So what we would do is we'd simply click on this particular news group, not the topic itself, because I don't want to click on the topic, I want to click on the news group itself. That's how it works. And we look at the articles here. And we see some news articles, blame the nurses, smallpox response, Bay Area unions to boycott, Wilkes-Barre Hospital on strike. So apparently nurses are striking. Okay? Now, could you develop a product based upon nurses striking? I would think you probably could. It's, as Bart had said earlier, it's newsworthy. You could develop a product based on nurses striking. You could put out a book, a survival guide for nurses. Okay, a survival guide for nurses. Find a nurse that is no longer a nurse and that has gone and went on to take her life into something else, utilizing the skills that she has learned from nursing. Maybe she opened up a healthcare agency. Maybe she opened up a home healthcare type situation. Whatever the case may be, find, you know, you could develop a product around that. But whatever your topic is, my point is that you can actually go into groups.google.com, and what you can do is find a topic, type in your topic, and then you're going to find out how to actually go in and find the problems within that specific news group. Because everything is based around problems. And nursing and strikes right now is a big problem, and it's big news. So you would utilize that to your advantage, and that's just one example. But that's how you do it. Okay, there's nothing complicated there. You can do it real fast. So research your product. Look for common problems. I already stated that. What is the solution? Is it software or information? If it's software, okay, if it's software, something to automate your life, something to make your life easier, you can do that. You can create those things. You see, creating software is not complicated. You don't have to do it. Someone else does. I'm going to tell you how to do it. Listen to your customers. You see, when I developed ebook generator, the biggest question I had from my customers was, how do I create ebook covers? And everyone, and my response is always the same. Go see this person over here, and they're going to tell you how, you know, they're going to charge you $100 or $125 to create a cover for you. So I listened to my customers, and I created e-cover generator. Survey your customers. Marlon Sanders says this all the time. He says, give a 12-step questionnaire to your customer list. Ask your customer 12 questions, basically what they want. Ask your customers what they want. Don't guess what they want. Ask what they want and then give it to them. You see, if you ask your current customers already, they will tell you what the next progression that your product needs to be. E-cover generator. Again, I just went over this a little bit, but I listen to my customers. There's no competitors. I have one now, and it's not very good. Simple to use for my customers. How to market. Graphic designers are charging $100 to $125 per graphic. Per graphic. Message boards. It was a huge topic. Common problems for many people. In fact, the message board said it can't be done. You can't make a graphic like that with software. Well, I said you could. The results. Here's the results. Okay. This was an idea that I had the early fall of last year. I released it February 7th, 2002. And the results, up until a certain point, this is actually a little outdated here, the first part, 1,098 copies sold since February 7th. Price $97 times 1,098 equals $106,000. Not shabby. That was the revenue as of June 16th, when I spoke at Carl's event. Update. 2,326 copies sold to date. $225,000, $622 in revenue. Not shabby for a product. Cost me $5,000 to develop it. Reinvented the product to stay ahead of the market. I invested another $12,000 to make it better. Okay, did it come out of my pocket? No, it didn't come out of my pocket. I'm cheap. What you need to do understand is that that money that's generated from those sales, it's just gravy. See, also, here's the other side of the story, too. Okay, what happened is we had a big contest or promotion to release the product. 908 affiliates I signed up the first month. Okay, to market the product. I didn't have to do a lot of marketing. I had 908 people marketing the product after the first 30 days. You see? Affiliates and getting affiliates to market other people to do your work for you because they're going to get a piece of the profits is what you need to do. Now I have about 3,100 affiliates. You see? That just keeps growing, and that the more affiliates you have working for you, the less that you actually have to do. Define your solution. You have to define your solution first. Step by step, how to solve it. How do you solve the problem? Write an outline. Just simply write an outline how to solve the problem itself. Define your budget. How much are you willing to spend? It doesn't have to be a lot of money. I'm going to show you some things that it took me no time to actually create. If you don't know how, find someone who does. Software resources. This is the most valuable information you'll ever get. Why? Because I spent thousands in the wrong places to find these ones that actually work. The first one is scriptlance.com. As we said earlier, how many people have a website? Raise your hands. You ever have any programming done on your website? There's something, maybe a person submit a form on your website, maybe a person, something, a little tedious task to automate it, and you had to pay someone else maybe thousands of dollars to do it? Well, there's another place that you can go, which is other than the United States. And people in other countries will do it for a lot cheaper. You see, a programmer in the United States costs about $100 to $200 an hour for a good programmer. And that's fair. But, you know, a programmer in India will work for about $6 an hour? That's a big savings. So scriptlance.com, if you need any kind of CGI program, is the place where you need to go to have that type of work done. That's scriptlance. Rentacoder.com. If you want to create a piece of software, go there, post your project. Now, these different Lance type of websites, you have eLance, which works the same way, Web Design Lance, freelance.com, and keen.com. How many people have a consulting type of business? There's a few of you. You know, you can become an instant consultant and charge people for every phone call that you receive through keen.com, K-E-E-N.com. If you go to keen.com, if you have the handouts, again, these are actually in your notes, they're actually on the page right there, in the book. Keen.com, you can sign up for their service in about 2 seconds. You can actually have people calling you, and they will charge them a permanent charge to their credit card, and you get, I think they keep about 25 cents out of every minute, and you keep the rest. Most people are charging $1.50 to $3 per minute for the calls, and they're becoming instant consultants overnight. That's all you have to do. It's very, very, very simple. But the keen.com. But the deal is with all these Lance type sites is that it's a reverse auction. You see, it's a reverse auction, meaning that they're not bidding for the highest price. They're bidding for the lowest price. You see, they're bidding against each other trying to get the job. Where in most auctions, they're always the bidding starts low and it goes up and up and up and up and up, and then you usually get bidded out. Well, these guys are bidding for your business. And so someone posts the price, $500. The other guy says, I'll do it for $400. Next person says, forget you, I'm doing it for $100. And then sometimes you get all the way down to $25. And that happens all the time because they figure, here's how programmers think. They figure if they can get your business once, that you'll use them again in the future, which is true, 100% absolutely true. Using Lance type sites works as a reverse auction, which we covered. You can set a maximum price. If you're only willing and have in your budget $200 or $100, guess what? That's all you have to spend. You're not required to spend X number of dollars. You can simply set your maximum price to maybe $400, maybe $500, or maybe $200, or maybe $50. I put an auction in bids in for $50, okay, hoping that I'd get somebody to take it. And I did. It took me 20 minutes. Someone posted it. You can put an auction on these sites and the response is instantaneous. It'll go out to 1,500 programmers and all of a sudden you'll have a response back in just minutes. And then you can pick someone. The quickest time I ever had, posted the project, had it completed, was about 59 minutes. Okay? Not about, it was exactly 59 minutes. And the reason is because by using these types of sites, it goes out instantly. Now, I thought this guy did it for $25 because he lived all the way around the world. Guess what? He's in the next town over from me. I'm like, oh, man, where are you from? He goes, I'm from Cary, North Carolina. I'm like, really? I live in Raleigh. But read the bidder's feedback. So you don't have to feel that you're going to be ripped off. See, because these things have a posting feature where people can put good responses or bad responses based upon the programmer. Very simply, what you do is you can look at their feedback if they have 1 star, 2 stars, and things of that nature. All you do is you look at their feedback and say, okay, he's had 1 good response and 3 bad responses. I'm not going to use him. Or he's had 10 responses and they're all good, so I'm going to use him. I feel confident that he can do what I want to do. Never, 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 never take the first bid. Just because it sounds good, don't take it. Make sure you get several options or several other people to bid on it. If you take the first bid, it's probably going to be the wrong thing to do. Make sure the bidder has done a similar project before. These guys, too, their eyes are bigger than what they can actually do. So what they do is they'll tell you, oh yeah, I can do it no problem. In fact, I've been programming for whatever. He didn't tell you that. He doesn't know the language that you're trying to get him to program in. So now he's using you as their guinea pig. So don't do that. Don't be their guinea pig. That's a good one. Post to more than one Lance site. Don't just use one of these sites. Use two or three of them all at the same time. If you use two or three of them all at the same time, you're going to get different bids. If I post to Elance, which are mostly prima donnas right now, all the programmers on the site, and Elance is more diverse. Okay, first let me set this straight. Elance is more diverse. No matter what you're looking for, it doesn't matter if it's a software programmer, anything. You know, you need some of the transcription, you can go there. Graphic design, you can go there. And a lot of these other Lance sites, you can go there too. But with Elance, they seem to charge more money because it's a very popular site right now. So usually the prices are very high on it. But if I go to Elance and post for a CGI job, for example, I might get a bid of about $1,500. Same exact project, bidded on over at ScriptLance, I'll probably pay about $200. You see, depending on the type of programming, but you don't know where you're going to get the better deal. So do your shopping. You know, shop around. Know what kind of programming you need. If it's software, get someone's opinion. Okay, programmers will be able to tell you what they can do. If there's a product out there that does something similar to what you're looking at, show the programmer that software as a template type idea, and they can go ahead and use it. Have a definite date of completion. Don't let them carry on. Put when you need this done by, and that's it. There is no questions. I need it by this date, and you're done. And the bottom line, use the secret words to get the lowest prices anywhere. It's not holy crap. The secret Lance words are this. It's the first line of every project you do. This is a very simple project for a programmer who knows what they're doing. That's all you have to put into it. That's the first line you use. If you put that line in, what's going to happen is the programmer can't say, oh, this is a complicated project. No, because you're telling them already. This is simple if you know what you're doing. Because if he says it's a complicated project, then what? He doesn't know what he's doing. So you put this in, and it disarms them immediately. So you're going to get a lower bid. Okay, here's a case study. New release product. Never released product. Flash PAL generator. I just did the site. I haven't even made the links active on the site, but I developed a while back. I had what used to be PayPal generator, but PayPal sent me a friendly note. But the problem was this, is that the problem was PayPal, their links, there's fraud in it. People can easily commit fraud through PayPal. How does that work? Well, very simply is this, is that if you look at the code that they give you, they give everybody, if they click view source, the actual download page of your digital product, right in front of you. All the person has to do is click at the top of the page, view source, look at the code down where the PayPal link is, and all of a sudden they can go to your download page and download your product. Doesn't quite seem fair, does it? Happens every single day. Market millions of people using PayPal. We'll take questions at the end, so write down any questions you may have. Millions of people are using PayPal. There's like 20 million people using PayPal right now. Solution. Well, I did a little research. I found out that it was Flash technology, the same things that make all these fancy little, movies on computers, you can actually put links in Flash, and they can be dynamically created as well, too. I didn't know how to do it. So, how? I hired someone, very simply. I'm not going to tell you how much I paid them because I haven't released the product yet. But, time to complete. Less than an hour. 59 minutes. Potential is huge. Okay. Let me just go back to this. Here's what happens. You have this PayPal button. You go to click on it. It has a little hover button over the top of it. It's built in Flash. In Flash, you cannot see the source code. People don't know where it comes from. You see, so no one, your order is so secure that nothing can happen to it. People can't rip you off. How much is it worth to have a person not rip you off? Well, it's priceless. $1,000, right? That's what I'm going to sell it for. No, just kidding. But it's worth at least, I don't know, $67, $77, something like that. Especially if you get 8 different PayPal buttons already developed for you, and all you got to do is change 2 lines in the little code that I give you. That's how simple it is. And then I'll take that product and I'll sell it over and over and over and over again. But it's a very simple concept. It didn't take long to create, but there was a big problem, you see. It was developed because of a problem. And the thing is my friend was having people having his information stolen all the time. Okay? He was having it stolen all the time. In fact, he put in one of these encryptor type programs that will encrypt your link. And so he encrypted it, and I sent him back where his download page was. He encrypted it again, and I sent him back where his download page was. He tried three different encryption methods, and I broke every one through very simple things. It wasn't very complicated to do. And then I was talking to George Callens, actually. We were on the phone, and I said, you know, I should really create that product. And he says, well, why don't you? I said, you know, I'm gonna. And that made up my mind to do it. So I went out, and I did it, and it was an hour, and I was done with it, and now I'm just procrastinating on releasing it. But that was a few months ago, too. But the thing is, information products. Let's cover different topics itself. Information product solutions. Plain old research. See, everyone in here can write an information product. You can develop an information product. And there's different and various methods to use to create information products. You've heard many speakers talk about writing information products, creating ebooks, doing tape sets, and all these different things. Well, that's falls all under product solutions. Personal knowledge. The first thing is that if you're creating a product within your realm of your own personal knowledge, then you can simply take what you know, put it down in writing, record it, or whatever the case may be. Interview experts. You can interview a bunch of experts. Alex Sampson interviewed a bunch of experts. Alex, stand up. Has anyone bought Alex's book? Okay, there's quite a few of you. If you haven't got it, buy it. Because it's a very simple book that tells you information about these, I think there's about, I don't know, let's say around 10 or 12 experts, I'm not exactly sure the exact number, about 10 or 12 different experts that from all different walks of life, much like he had here, and he interviewed them. Now, the key part is that he called them, interviewed them, and then he put it into this ebook. Here's the kicker to this, is that Alex lives in Trinidad. Okay? Now, I didn't know this, but Alex was paying something like $4 a minute to call me, and I'd keep him on the phone for like an hour or so, and I didn't know that. But now he has a better phone system now, and he's not paying $4 a minute. But back then he did. So to produce this book, it cost him like hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to do these interviews. You see, if he can do it, and he's all the way in Trinidad, you can do it if you're here in the U.S. or if you're not in the U.S. If you're not going to do it by phone, you could send them an email as well, with the questions that you have in mind, and they can respond back to you. You could record it on a teleconference call. There's a lot of different methods that you can use to create your own information products. But interviewing experts are key, and here's why I believe that this product is so, so valuable, especially if you're brand new to any market, because you're going to build off the credibility of these other experts. Okay, let's take an industry, any industry, it doesn't matter. You take the top people in that industry, the most well-known people in that industry, and all of a sudden you put their name on a list. And you put your name, not at the top of the list, but in the list. Now people are reading it, they're assuming automatically that everyone on this list is an expert, right? Who did they include in with that list? You. See, it's success by association. Joel, you heard that term from Joel. It's a term I use all the time. If you associate with successful people, and people don't know who you are, they automatically assume that you must be successful as well. Isn't that right? Okay? It's just like anything. So by putting your name on a website with a bunch of other people that are experts, you're going to be able to gain on their credibility. You're going to have instant credibility. And the problem for most people that market on the internet is they don't have any credibility. You see, if someone doesn't know you, chances are they're not going to buy from you because they don't know you yet. You haven't become a friend to them. You haven't become a person that they know and or respect. But they may respect and know these other people that are on that list. It could be an ebook or a PDF. My suggestion? Both. Because there's a certain percentage of the marketplace that do use Macs. And why alienate those people by just having one? You should have both of them on your website. If you don't, then go ahead and do it. Audio products. You could create an audio product. It's simple, it's easy to do. You could record it. Denise just interviewed me 2 seconds before I came up on the stage. Okay, right here, she asked me a question. She says, if you could do everything all over again, what would you do differently? And I responded back to her, and she went around to, now was the 10th person she did that to this weekend. See, that was a challenge that I gave everybody, usually on the teleconference calls. And how many people did that this weekend? 3? Isn't that pretty interesting? Now, I've gave that challenge to many people since last year. You know how many people actually done it? And completed, I'm talking from start to finish, and actually put it online to market or sell that product? 0. Now, I probably said that, I'm sorry, George did it, kind of. But he did it through a site. But that idea is very simple. You could make a lot of money with that concept, that idea. But I probably shared that idea with just in the last 12 weeks, I shared that idea with about 2,500 people. And yet, I only had 3 people do it. I also shared that idea with several people on other conference calls that I've been on. So I probably shared it with about 10,000 people all in all. And yet, only 3 people have done it. Now, the key is, and the challenge for the people that have done it this weekend, is to finish it and put it on the net and start to sell it. Flash information or uses. You can have flash information. Flash ebooks. Jimmy Brown we had a conversation, and we talked about flash products, about flash information. Let me show you something. And this is kind of neat, and we're going to come back to this as well. But you're going to see ebooks now in flash. Why? Because there's the shock value. There's the shock value of flash, is that it's impressive. It's easy to use. You see, this is a brand new computer, and so I don't have my software even installed on this computer right now. And I don't know how to type either. But let me show you something first. Okay, see that little pop-up window there? I think you've seen that in a couple other sites recently. Well, you know the person that made that software to do that is actually sitting in the back of the room, Ryan Dice. Ryan, stand up. See, Ryan made that software, so I just want to let you know that works. Here's the site. You see, here's my prediction. Here's what's going to happen. This is the site that I sold, you know, over 2,000 plus copies of this software with. Not very exciting, is it? It's effective. It tells you, okay, we take the cover, we make the side, spine, and everything else. And then we go down through, and it's just a simple order form. That's it. Nothing special. But my prediction is that you're going to see a lot of different things happen. And that's our new site. The flash sites are going to be something that's going to be big, big items. And the reason it's going to be big, big items is because they have value to it. You're going to be able to see some flash technology put into many different aspects of products because there's so many uses. You can embed music into it. You can embed graphics. You can embed movies. You can do all kinds of different things with flash. You see, flash is the next revolution for websites and products. And it's going to be very simple to use.
Okay. Yeah,
there is. The question was, is there a simple to use flash generator that you could recommend? And there is a flashgenerator.com, and I don't own it. But let me give you a resource that you can use. If you don't know how to see, Macromedia makes flash. And it's about a $500 to $600 program somewhere along in that line. But there's another product. It's called Swish. Swish. Zone.com. SWISHZONE.com.
This is the end of side one. Please turn your cassette over.
If you go to Swish Zone, what's going to happen is you're going to find a piece of software that you can download, get a 30-day free trial of it, and automatically start utilizing that software. Okay. Now we talked about that's making an information product. Here's the first information product I ever did. I did it over 2 years ago. Called Take Online Payments. The problem was this. What happened was about 2-3 years ago or so, I started online, and I put together and I saved all my resources that I went to. I created a big list of bookmarks. Pretty simple. How many people have a big list of bookmarks? Okay. Now, what I did with these bookmarks is I categorized them. And then I categorized those bookmarks, and then I put them out to the internet, and I sold them access to these bookmarks for $110 a pop for 1 year access. Pretty gutsy, wouldn't you think? Who would pay would you pay $110 to access your own bookmarks? Even though there was maybe 500 or 600 of them in various categories, would you do that? Ralph would. You can see me after. But what we did was this, is we put this together, created a membership site on it, $110 access for 1 year membership. 12 weeks later, we sold over 35,000 memberships to the site. It's over $4.2 million once it all was ended. 12 weeks. Now, why did it stop? Because my merchant account called up and said, you can't process anymore, we have too much out there, and we're going to hold half your money for you. I said, thank you, but I'll take it. And they said, no. So what I needed to do is find a way to process credit card payments. If you could process credit card payments, and I couldn't use a merchant account. I didn't want to use a merchant account because I didn't like merchant accounts at that particular time in my life because they're holding $2 million of my money. Can you understand what that feeling was? It was like the happy, sad feeling. I'm happy I had it, but I'm not so happy that they're holding it. So I went and I started doing some research. I found out there's about 80 companies that would allow you to process credit cards online without having to use a merchant account. You see? By doing so, they would take a little bit higher percentage of your fees. So it was an information product. All I did was did research, nothing but research. How to accept credit cards without a merchant account. People wanted the information. It was a big topic. Format, it was an ebook, and I created an online version of it as well. How? Research. Lots of it. Took me about 4 months. That one book makes about an extra, or roughly, I think this year made a little slightly less, but about $27,000 a year. I sell it for $19.95. It's not a big product. Do you see the value in making an information product? Is that, when's the last time I updated it? I don't know, about a year and a half ago. An information product lasts forever. This was an ebook and it was an information product. When's the last time I promoted it? I can't remember. I can't remember the last time I promoted it. When's the last time I submit to a search engine? I don't know. Couldn't tell you. I don't even do anything with the site. All I do is I collect a check every month. It still runs on ClickBank, which is one of the resources we recommend. Okay, ClickBank takes care of everything. They have affiliates market it, and I don't do anything with it. It's totally hands-free. Why? I needed the information, very simply. How to create audio products. Now, many people are creating audio products. Audio products themselves are a great way to build your business, a great product to produce. They're very simple products to produce. Visit your local Radio Shack. That's the first step. This is very simple. It's not complicated. Those are the numbers. Pick one. They all do the same thing. They help you record from your phone to some kind of audio format, whether digital into your computer or into a recording device. Editors, you need something to edit it once you record it. I use Cool Edit. You can go to CoolEdit.com, and you can actually edit the audio files. You know, what I do is I put a little music on the front end, you know, something a little jazzy, and then what I do is I fade that into the actual recording, and then I put a little music on the back end, and then every time I say I go back and I take that out. And this way I sound like Walter Cronkite by the time I'm finished. You know, very smooth, even though I was probably stuttering the whole time. But Cool Edit is what I use to do all that. It's very simple to use. It's very easy. It's very cheap, too. It's like $67. Duplicators. You can duplicate yourself one by one if you're gonna market the actual tapes themselves. But you can place like Dicobe, which is DICOBE.com. It's in your notes as well. And Kingdom.com. Two great resources. And there's a lot of other resources. These are just two that I know that many people I know use. Fulfillment. You don't even have to ship it yourself. You don't have to do anything yourself. iFulfill.com, iFulfillment.com. Same thing. They'll ship it for about $2, maybe $3 per package that they send out for you. What do you have to do? Just get them the information. They'll tell you how to do it, how the format they want it. That's it. It's very, very simple. It's very, very simple to do. That's how you create an auto product, and that's how you create fulfillment for any product that you have. Same thing. But that's simple. Easy. Simple to do. Audio transcripts. Why would you create an audio transcript? Well, it's another product to sell off the same information. So you're multiplying your efforts. You're multiplying your resources, the stuff that you already have. Take what you already have and figure out ways to make more money with it. If you have an ebook, make it an offline book. Okay, if you have an offline book, make it an ebook. If you then take that ebook, basically read it, and make an audio product out of it. Have someone interview you about the subject of your book, and then utilize all those products as either sales for on the front end, or the actual product itself that you're going to sell, or sales on the back end. You see, there's a lot of different information here that you can use, and you're just maximizing the amount of money. Now, remember what I said about the other day? Those three things I said the other day while I was sitting on the panel up here was this, is that you can sell a book for about $19.95. You can sell an ebook for maybe $67, possibly, effectively. But you take the same information, put it in a three-ring binder, double space it, and sell it for $250. That's how you make money. You see, it's a home study course now. It's a different product. You have some costs involved. And people are willing to pay more money. It's a fact. You know, how many people have bought a three-ring binder and paid several hundred dollars for it? I know I have. I think there's a lot of other people here as well, too. Why? Because it was the information that was in it. Alex said that he charges $100 less for the ebook version than he does the actual three-ring binder version. Okay? That's a big difference. You see, people will pay for it. If you have the information already, print it, take it down, duplicate it, do whatever. It's not going to take you very long to do this stuff. Value-added bonus. You can use them as a value-added bonus if you just want to increase the value of what you're doing. You can upsell. Use it as upsells. Again, we talked about it. People like to read. They like to read the product as well as listen to it. Frank Guerin, is Frank in the room right now? He's not. Well, Frank Guerin, when he sits down at a table, if he's in the back of the room, if you looked at him over the weekend, I'll bet you that you saw this little bag sitting next to his leg. And then this little bag, normally, he has all this stuff printed out. Because he reads, he doesn't have time where he is normally, and he prints out everything, and then he reads it later. And because people like to read things offline, they like to sit on the couch and read it. They don't like to sit at the computer to read it. Fred talked about this in the early part of the seminar. But the fact is that you need to be able to accommodate those people, and they're willing to pay more money to do that, so accommodate them. People can print it. It's easy to use. Resources, transcription, hiredhand.com. Okay, that's one resource. Elance.com. I introduced you to Maggie last evening. She's actually my customer service person. She's starting to do transcription services. If you sent an email to maggie@netcustomerservice.com, I'm sure she'd be willing to do it as well, too. So if you did that, you're going to be able to get people to have it transcribed, put it in a format, whatever format, printed out. Once it's transcribed, you can do whatever you want with it. It's very easy to accomplish. Teleconferences or teleseminars. How many people were on one of our teleseminars? How many people would have paid to hear that information? A lot of you, right? Okay, just give me a check now. No, those teleseminars are great because we give you a lot of value. And that's why you're sitting here right now, because you're getting a lot of value. The teleseminars, though, you can put them on. Alex did some case studies, and he showed you what can be done with a teleseminar. It's easy. It's easy to set up. It's easy to do. You only need a phone to do it. You can do it anywhere. I've done teleseminars at a boxing match because I was stuck. I had to do a teleseminar at a boxing match, though, and I did that. It can be done from anywhere in the world, no matter where you are. Joel, have you ever done a teleseminar on a cell phone in your car?
Yeah, well, my wife was feeding the baby in the back. Because we were in transit to Houston.
I've been on several teleseminars where Joel's been, you know, not at home, but he knew he needed to be on this call, and so he called in like that. Resources. This is where you go to get your teleseminars done. SparksCommunications.com, great service. I've used them for a long time. BlackandWhiteCom.com, handle almost unlimited lines. VoiceText.com, same thing as well, too. Okay, just wait for the microphone. A lot of the free services on the conference calls, though, I think that's what your question was. There, you can use those. Those are good services, but mostly the free services for the teleconference calls, they limit you to the number of people that you can have on. They might give you a free conference call for maybe 20 or 30 people, or like, for example, one free service offers you 39 lines, and you can use that 39 lines anytime you want to. Or some of them will say, give us a... we'll give you your first free conference call free, and then what we're going to do is we're going to charge you 15 cents per minute per person for every other conference call that you have with us. Think about that. Okay, now here's how, if you go to your local phone company and you ask to set up a teleconference call, here's the rough fees they're going to charge you. The lowest ones I've seen is about 12 cents a minute per person on the call. Think about it. That's a lot of money to do a conference call. These guys, it's flat rate, which means if it's however many subscribers and how often you want it, you're going to pay X number of dollars. For example, I use Black and White for the conference calls that we did. I have a 24-hour dedicated line for conference calls, which means if I want to have 100 of my closest friends on the phone anytime I want to, I could have them all call in at the same time, and I can talk to them. I can mute them out. I can have them record the call. I can do anything I want. But Black and White is who I use for that. But that service, I have 24-hour service, though. That costs me about $400 a month. They record it. They do charge you to record that, though. Depends on the service and the company, how much it is. I think I pay about $25 per call that I have recorded if I get the audio for it. And also, if I take the audio and I have them burn it to a CD, they'll charge me more for it. But it's not that big of a deal because that's less work that I have to do. You see, it's very simple to do with teleconference calls, and anyone can do a teleconference call. It's easy. You know, if you're not the best interviewer, though, maybe you don't want to do it at first. You know, listen to other people's calls. If maybe not for the information, but to see how it's structured, to see how it's done so you know the right ways to do it. There should be a person that's very well and very good at doing interviews. If a person has a good speaking voice, even better, because some people just have those natural radio type voices.
Well, thank you.
Take the microphone away from him.
I have a follow-up question. Armin, am I still on?
Okay, go ahead.
And that is, how would I determine for my cruise business whether I should charge for these introductory cruise teleconferences or give them away free? And besides my current mailing list, which is only 2,000, mm-hmm. how would I go to attract people to either a free or paid teleseminar? Because I love this idea.
Joint ventures. Joint ventures is how you get people on the call. I mean, 12 weeks I did a joint venture. Think about how I get everyone on the calls. I did a joint venture with every speaker here. We sent an email to their list. They subscribed to the list to receive information on the call and when the call was going to be. And then that's how we put over 2,500 people on the conference calls in 12 weeks. All in all, that's how many people were actually on the calls. Now, same thing as far as getting people on. How do you know whether you're going to charge for the call or not? It's another issue, really. If you're going to charge for the call, if you feel the content is worth paying for, would you pay to hear that content for that information? Because I had an ulterior motive on mine. My objective was to get you into this room. That was my back end of the conference calls. That was my main objective. And I don't think, did anyone jump on the phone not knowing that? I think you all knew that. Since I said that, this is a preview call for the big seminar in Dallas, Texas. That was the first lines out of my mouth for every single one of those calls. So it wasn't a big surprise when at the end I said, I'd like you to come down and join us down at the big seminar. And so that was the objective. What's your objective? That's what you need to think about. Is your objective to make money as an income stream from the calls themselves? Or is your objective to give valuable information and then to bring the people into something else? So there's many different ways of utilizing the conference calls to do that. The bonus, though, is when you do a conference call, it can be sold over and over again just by simply recording that call. So it's not just a one-time deal. Also, so it can be sold again and again. That's just one example of it. 5-minute software creation. 5 minutes you can create a piece of software. It doesn't take long. Okay, here's what you do. Define your problem. What is it? Okay, define your problem. Think of what the problem is. Okay, this has to be a software problem, obviously. Open source software. Okay, those are the words. Those three words can make you over $100,000 this year alone in 5 minutes. Here's how you do it. You go to this site, sourceforge.net. That's the first site. Second site, freshmeat.com, webattack.com, gnu.org, completelyfreesoftware.com. Okay? Now here's what you do. You define the problem, and chances are there's a piece of software that already does what you're looking for. It already does it, and these guys aren't selling it, they're giving it away free. Why? Well, they're programmers and they don't know any better. That's why. They're not marketers. They don't think that people are willing to pay for their products. So they give it away. Why? Not to collect, not to build a list, just to give it away. I mean, does that sound crazy? These guys went to college in order to give away free software. I could have done that at home. But they're doing it. They're giving away free software. Find what the software can do, and then simply make them an offer. Offer to have them private label it with your name on it, with your information on it. And what's going to happen is you're going to have a piece of software literally within about 5 minutes. That's it. It'll make you over 100 grand this year if you just follow that rule alone. How much will it cost you to private label it? Not as much as you think. $50? Sound fair? Pay $50 one time for the software, you may sell it for $150 every time after that. Because why? It has your name on it now. And now it's your software. And one important fact when you're dealing with these people, make sure you get the source code. It's very, very important. Okay, get source code to project. The reason why you want the source code is this. Because if you get the source code, we'll take the questions after. But the reason why you want the source code is this, is because you're buying the source code from them. That's what you're going to do. Private labeling, let me define that a little bit. Private labeling, it comes in different variations. If you're buying the source code of the software, you might have to pay a little bit more. Sometimes you don't have to, though. Sometimes these guys will just give you the source code with it. And then what happens is you can take that software and just private label it, which means you don't own the source code, maybe. They keep the source code. But if I buy a piece of software and I'm going to market a piece of software, I want the source code. And the reason why is because if something goes wrong with it and I can't get hold of that original guy, I'm going to go somewhere else and have someone modify it and fix it for me. Things break. It's a fact. Technology changes. Windows releases, I don't know, XP2, whatever. But something's going to happen where that software is not going to work effectively anymore. So you need to do something about it. Get the source code and you'll be able to fix it. Summing it up, take action. That's all it is. It's just a matter of taking action on these different projects. You know, I didn't leave anything out on this, you see? See, this is what I do exactly every day. Let me give you some examples, though. Now, this is something that I don't really do, but I'm going to show you exactly on a piece of software. Let's define a problem with a website, okay? Carl, give me a problem with your website. Give me a problem. Give me a problem that can be solved with software. Well, it doesn't have to be on your website, but a problem that can be solved with software. Someone give me a problem that can be solved with a piece of software. George, in the back.
As we say in Texas, I'm fixing to show y'all just how dumb I really am. I've got a web page. The home page has an entry pop-up on it, but every time somebody clicks back to the home page from another page on the site, the pop-up pops up again.
Okay.
Because I'm dumb about programming, I don't know how to fix that.
Okay, it's very simple. Want to know the solution? Okay. You go to popupmaster.com, and you simply email him, and he will give you the source code for that to fix it, because he gives it away free on his site. That's the solution. It's actually a matter of, here's here's the technical part. The way that, okay, what most people want is they want a pop-up to come up, but they don't want the pop-up to come up if a person clicks on the order link, right? Because that will annoy the person if they order. Makes a lot of sense. So what you do is you have to put in a cookie on their computer. You're putting a cookie on their computer. It's going to track exactly where they're going on their on your website, and if they go back to that main page again, it's not going to come up anymore because it's going to read the cookie and says, you've already been here once today, and I'm not going to show you the pop-up again. That's what that does. But if you go to popupmaster.com, the person that owns that site, it has a piece of code that he created for a pop-up that will only pop up on exit. Or if you buy that software, it's a great piece of software. I would buy that as well, too. It's very cheap, it's $35 or something. Let me just give you some examples here. I went to WebAttack, and I happen to like this site because it's very easy to use, simple to navigate. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to click on one of these links here, hopefully. You know, today's... Yeah, WebAttack, mywebattack.com. Let's do this. This you can go to mywebattack or WebAttack. I did it. It must have transported me here. Because I don't think I typed in mywebattack. Maybe I did. Let's just go to WebAttack. It's the same company, either way. Okay, here we go. A little bit different. Same company. MyWebAttack is if you pay the $19.95 per month, they don't show you any ads. That's the difference. Let's go to Freeware. At the top of the page is a link called Freeware. Now, underneath this, we're going to select what we're looking for. You can see there's different various tools on this page. So let's assume that I want to have a pop-up blocker. Okay? You don't want a pop-up blocker? You want one or you don't want one?
You want something to block the pop-up blockers.
Interesting. Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to choose pop-up blocker, and I'm going to tell you why. Because pop-up blocker, I did a little research last month. And I found out that pop-up blockers were one of the most searched on terms on the internet itself. Why? Because everyone hates pop-ups. Okay? So there's going to be some technology over the next 6 months that's going to make pop-ups obsolete. You're not going to be able to get away with what's going on right now. New technology is coming out that's automatically installed in like AOL that's going to stop pop-ups automatically for you. In the browsers, it's automatically going to come so the pop-ups don't come up unless you request them to come up. Think about that. You need to think ahead of what's going to happen in the marketplace. You see, if you don't know what's going to happen next, how can you make your next move? You can't. That's why you got to stay ahead of these things and pick up on these things. I'll show you another reason I did this as well too. But let's just assume that we want a pop-up blocker, and I'm just going to use an example. I'm just using this as an example anyway. Then I'm going to show you some other stuff. Pop-up stopper free. Pop-up stopper free, and we look at on the left-hand side over here. You'll notice that it says download free, download free, download free. We can see a screenshot of the program. What it looks like, that's what it looks like, and we like it, we try download it, we try it out, contact the developer, and that's it. And we got a private label piece of software. Also, what I learned is that in the last few weeks, I learned that if you know how to use some basic programming languages, it's not that hard as well too, that I know nothing about programming, but I know how to cut and paste. Does everyone know how to cut and paste on a computer? You know, if you can cut and paste, you can make your own software programs. Seems kind of funny, but you can. It's a language called Visual Basic. And basically what it does is you can go to different sites that have pre-made source code already. And you simply go there and basically copy and paste the source code. I'm oversimplifying it a little bit, but not really a whole lot. Because, you know, here's what I did. I made 5 pieces of software in one Sunday. The first one was a site that I've been experimenting with. popupzero.com. Now, this is a pretty neat site. Now, have I sent this out to my list? No, they wouldn't like me since I sell popupgenerator.com. But so if I don't get them coming, I get them going. But it says huge marketing rollout. You benefit. Limited time off, free offer. This offer to the first 500 people only. This offer ends midnight, Sunday, February 2nd. 2003. Only 127 copies left. You know, that's a good point. I should probably put an exit pop-up on there as well, too. Just say, if you don't want to see this again, then you need to click here. And then, but it's a very simple website, as you can see. It's not very complicated. You know, I made this website in one evening, sitting at home. I give a little example, you know, of what it looks like. These things popping up. It took me about 5 minutes to do. And I tell them what's compatible, and I'm giving it away. Free. Why would I give it away free? To build a list to these people. Now, here's the reason why I would give this product away for free. I created the product, and like I said, it only took me a few minutes, literally about 10 minutes to make this product itself, because I found some open source software, and I edited it a little bit and did a few other things. I asked them for their information, first name, last name, email address, and now here's what happened. I immediately went to Google, and I ordered their AdWords. How many people know what Google AdWords are? Okay, for those of you that don't know, it's a pay-per-click search type bidding scenario. I'm bidding for every person that clicks on that link. Now, the traffic that I'm getting to the site right now, 62% of the people that come to the site are downloading that software. Not shabby. Well, within 3 days, I developed a list of 267 people. Easy. Now, the next step is to test how effective that list is. I can do two things with this. I can sell them more advanced pop-up software, A. B, I can sell them like something else that they would be interested in. If they don't want pop-ups, to me, the most common sense thing would be is to sell them a type of privacy software, because they're very concerned about their computer and what's coming up on their computer. So I could sell them a privacy software. So I could do that through an affiliate program, or again, I could go back and I could look at WebAttack and find out about a pop-up software. I mean, a privacy software that I could private label. And then, once they had the privacy software, I could have what's called an IP blocker. Does everyone know what an IP ad is? The ad that popped up on the computer that Ryan has is kind of an IP ad. Okay, which means this, and here's what I mean. Here's what's going to happen in the next 6 months or less. You're going to be bombarded, literally bombarded, with these ads like what you saw that Ryan's that popped up. That's okay because that came from my website. That my website generated that. Okay, and I know that. But all of a sudden you're going to be online. You may not even have a browser open. All of a sudden, boom, an ad comes up on your screen just like that. Boom, another one comes up on your screen. Another one, another one, another one. It's an ad because there's a flaw in Windows. NT 2000 XP ME. And it's going to, you'll be able to, people can send an ad direct to your computer. You know how? Microsoft has this open door in the little back port of your computer that transfers information when Microsoft downloads the new versions. That little port is open. And as long as that port is open, people can send you instant messages like this, and you're stuck with them. And you just have to click kicking, okay, okay, okay. Now, there's not a lot of software that does this right now, but an IP blocker is the next step, which I've already developed. But that, you see, that's a need. That's a need because I'm anticipating those things to be more and more complicated because the price on the software to send those ads went from $700 down to $500, down to $200. So now you can go on eBay and you can buy that advertising type software for about $30. So now it's getting in the hands of everyday people. So now it's going to become more and more of a problem. Remember how many people were online in 1996? Okay? Remember, like, if you're doing any kind of marketing in 1996, what were they advertising? Spam software. Literally, spam software, bulk email software. Earth Online. That's all they sold. Was spam sending, you know, bulk mailing software. That was 1996. And then what happened? Well, you couldn't send that anymore because it was illegal and you'd be shut down. Well, do you know what it takes to make something illegal? You know the process that they have to go through in order to make this particular function illegal? How long did it take them to make spam almost illegal? About They really haven't even made it yet. I mean, it's really in just a few states that it's kind of illegal. But the fact is that spam itself is still a big problem. But it took 7 years to make any kind of progress where there's legal action could be taken. So how long do you think it's going to take for these IP messages to do the same thing? You see, it's not spam. See, that's the key. It's not spam. That's what makes it legal for everyone to do it. It's legal because it's not an email. Unsolicited commercial email. That doesn't define this IP messages that I just told you about. It does not define it. So in order to block this stuff, basically, again, you've heard the phrase, an act of Congress has to be taken place in order to do something about it. Literally. So that's going to be a big problem. The person that develops a solution for it will profit from it. And so I saw a problem. Now, again, ask me how much that piece of software cost me. Okay, yeah, what did it cost you, Armand? Well, that piece of software cost me, that one I did for free too. You see, free, I did it for free. It didn't cost me a dime because I found the open source software, okay, which gave me free rights to distribute that software for commercial purposes as well. Those sites that I gave you a few minutes ago, you have to buy Visual Basic. Visual Basic is a product from Microsoft.
Yeah, the question was, where do you find Visual Basic?
Yeah, you'd have to buy it from Microsoft, CompUSA, one of those computer stores, and it's a $200-$500 program. Next question, right here.
Okay, you want questions now, Armand?
Yeah, we'll take the questions right now.
Okay, where are you with the questions?
Right here, this gentleman right here.
Okay.
When you're talking about acquiring the rights, to private label software, are you talking about a JV with a developer, fixed amount of money?
I don't JV with any developer. You know, if I buy it from them, I own the software, that's it. It's mine. Okay. And I don't suggest you JV with the developer either unless that's what you want to do. And I would also make sure that that developer is going to handle the customer service as well too, if you're going to do a JV. But again, I don't recommend that you do. Right over here, this gentleman. Could you stand up, please?
Two questions. How do you verify the programmer skills when you're shopping around?
You can verify their programming skills by simply looking at previous projects that they've completed. They will show you exactly what they've done previously. And the response, their user feedback.
Okay. And does your ebook tracking work offline? For example, if you've got somebody trying to read the ebook on an airplane on their laptop.
As far as the tracking?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it wouldn't work on.
Will it deactivate the book?
It won't deactivate the book like that because in order to deactivate a book, a person has to be connected to the internet. It will let them go through a few times, but then all of a sudden it will connect in randomly throughout the month, and then the next time they connect to the internet, it'll disable it. So it does it randomly. So this way, every time they open it up, it's not going to request that. John.
Armand, you mentioned, okay, I've got an ebook. This is a physical version of it,
okay.
And you're saying I charge $39.95 for the physical version, $29.95 for the digital version. You're saying if I put it in this form, that I can get $2.95 for it?
Well, I'm telling you that you'd first of all have to beef it up a little bit.
Okay. I mean, I cut out all the fat. It's pure meat. Okay. But go ahead.
I mean, I'm not just saying that because it's a thin manual, because there's a lot of valuable information. It doesn't take, you don't have to have filler information, but okay. I'm just saying that when a person receives the product, again, remember that shock value?
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap factor, exactly. That you want people to look at it, give them bonuses, give them as much information as possible. Some people's bonuses on their websites are actually longer than the actual sales letter.
Okay.
Okay, so you give them extra value so when they do get that, they're going to have that value. Did you notice, let me ask you a question. Here's an example of that same scenario that I just talked about. Did you notice on the manuals that you received today over the weekend? You notice that we printed out on the front and on the side as well too, and that's full color, and that wrapped it so it made it look kind of nice and tidy. You also notice that there is a box that you received it in as well, a white box. Yeah, you threw it away. That's where it went. But the reason is because it was presentation value. I gave you a white box for it. It looked like it was more important because it was in a box. If I just gave you the manual, it wouldn't have been that valuable. See, that's what you need to do.
It was perception.
It's perception is a whole lot, and it's extreme perception. That's why you should have a graphic on your website. That's why you should have an e-cover on your website, is because of that.
Armin, when you're putting a putting a project on Elance or somewhere to be bid on, how much detail do you put into the description of what you need done so that they can bid on it?
You can actually go through that and not put all the description into it, which means you can have check a box on Rent-A-Coder, for example, that will say the person has to sign a disclaimer first before you give them details about your project.
Good.
Okay. See, that protects you. See, that's that you have to look at your protection, because if you post your idea out to the general public, someone can steal it. In fact, you know, some people, unscrupulous people, maybe just search those sites just to find out new ideas. And as you're scanning those sites, you will get new ideas. I mean, personally, I try to stay away from those sites. You know why? I don't want any new ideas. I've got plenty of ideas that I can't finish now. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, I'm Michael Quarles, and I do not sell cruises. In a product like the product formerly known as PayPal Generator, where you don't necessarily know what language or platform it's going to end up on,
sure.
How do you describe the project to the programmers?
As best you can.
Okay.
As best you can.
How did you describe that one?
I knew what I wanted. I knew what it was, Flash, and I knew I knew the uses of Flash. I tried to do it myself, but couldn't figure it out. So if you don't know it, when you go to submit these forms, it's going to be various spots where you can actually check off. You can actually check off the types of languages. Check them all. Let them sort it out. Ryan Dice and Ben Prater just put together a book called Dead Software. Okay. Ben Prater wrote Software Secrets Exposed. Go ahead, Carl. Say that again.
Software Secrets Exposed is what it's called, and it explains how you create a software design document. And it does it so you can do it very simply. You don't need to know about programming. You just need to know how to specify what it does. An excellent book. I highly recommend it. It's like $100, but it's really well worth it if you can do that kind of thing.
Okay. Just pause for the questions for a moment. I just want to show you something. Remember that Flash technology I told you about? As I was sitting here, I remembered it. Okay, here's what happens, and we're just going to hit refresh on this so you can see it from the beginning, and just watch what happens. This is a demonstration of the newest version of my eCover software. Okay, this is the first screen of eCover Generator. You can choose from over 173 different professionally designed cover templates we've created for you. I've chosen eCover Generator demo template to show you how easy eCover Generator is for you to use. Select your template and click the next button to continue. Step 2, you'll see the front of the template you have chosen, and you can now add text to customize it to fit your needs. And then what happens is the mouse goes over, clicks the text button, tells you what it does. Add text, simply click on the text icon and the Windows dialog box will come up. And boom, there it is. Type in your text in the box below, and then it does it. See, this is all in Flash. I recorded this in Flash. Pretty neat, huh? How much customer service do you think I have to have with this? Well, if I just release it out to the public, I guess I wouldn't have any. But but I haven't shown anybody this. Only a few people. I think Jimmy Brown has seen it. Maybe Carl has seen it. And one or two other people. That's it. But this technology is pretty neat to use. You can use it for all kinds of different uses. I used a piece of software called RoboDemo.com. It's expensive. I paid $400. It was really hard for me to pay $400 for a piece of software. But I did this. And what it does, it just walks you through step by step how to do this, how to use the software. It makes it really easy for people to use. You see, it's not very complicated. You can do it. Anybody can do it. You can bevel the text in it. And just an example of how the actual software works. Now, this is kind of neat because it's going to put the text on this when we click OK. And, it's easier, better than me. This whole thing probably took me about 10 minutes, 20 minutes. No, actually, the whole thing probably about an hour to do. I just added that sample text just as an example, and I can move it around to position it where I want it. And see, we've already made the covers for you. See, we added 173 different covers that we actually have in there of different variations, different people on it. That happens to be the one that's actually on the site that you saw earlier. and it matches the site. You see, it makes it, it's a real neat effect. You click next, simply, all we're going to do is we're going to paste it onto the spine as well, too. And then the next part is really simple. This is the neatest part of the whole thing. Now, when you see this happen, we're going to rotate the text. Because on the spine of a piece of software or a book, what happens? The spine's not straight across, it's up and down. We just put it into place. Now, we introduced something new on this. We called it virtual space technology. It means it's in 3D. If you didn't get it. Now watch. There's a sample. That's the book we just made. That's the cover we just made. That's a box, a software box. Now I can rotate it, and it's going to rotate it over to the right. Okay, it's a little choppy in this because it's not in real time, but it's actually a very smooth transition. You can move it up and down. You can move it left and right as well, too. Now, what's neat about it, though, is not that so far that you can move it and you can rotate it, because that gives you a possibility for endless possible combinations. But what also, you can actually go up and change the designs. There's 8 different designs you can do from the same images. Here's the slick part. There's a two-sided box. There's a three-sided box. There's the book cover. Pretty easy, isn't it? That's what I said. It's true, though. It does have that holy crap factor.
Does that have audio?
On this flash part, you can add audio to this if you wanted to. I made it really small. This is actually one of my practice pieces. But it shows you the electronic magazine. It shows you, different size boxes. You can do a CD cover. If you mark an audio product, creates the CD for you, instantly adds the CD into it. Yeah, this is the eCover generator software. This is the newest version that we have. Oh, you know what also I do with all my products? I also give you lifetime free upgrades on all my products. And the reason why is because continually I make my products better to stay competitive in the marketplace, like I talked about before. There's a couple questions we'll take, and then we'll wrap this up. Mike?
One of the things that a lot of people don't do, and I think as an information provider or as we sell information products, think about carrying around a tape recorder the same way a lot of people carry around a camera or a video camera and take advantage of the opportunity. Last night, we put together Joel Christopher, Kurt Christensen, John Reese, Sean McElhone, Jason Podash, myself, Ryan Dice, and Alex Simpson, and the irrepressible Frank Kern. Is he here? And we put together an information product last night that was essentially a round table of what these guys are talking about, web products in their head that they just don't have time to do.
Right. That's as easy as it can be. Last question right in the back.
It's actually just a testimonial on your resale. You buy the software and private label it. There's a guy that did that with a piece of software for $50,000. He turned around and sold for $5 million.
Right.
License it. Guy's name? Bill Gates. Renamed PC-DOS to MS-DOS. The rest is history.
I'm going to be at the back of the room. I'm going to answer any questions that you have. And then we're going to wrap everything up for the weekend. And we'll see everyone in just a few minutes.